离耶路撒冷约有25里。English, please.
While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself approached and began traveling with them.
But their eyes
were prevented from recognizing him.
耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。
One of them, named Cleopas, answered and said to him, Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem and unaware of the things which have happened here in these days?
耶稣说什么事呢？他们说就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事。他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话、行事都有大能。25节。
He said to them, O foolish man and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory?
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲明白了。
When he had reclined at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed it, and breaking it, he began giving it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight.
这一节我们先用中文念，再用英文念，一起来。他们彼此说，在路上，他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？ English, please.
They said to one another, Were not our hearts burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road, while he was explaining the scriptures to us?
主，求你带我们回到2000年前。
Lord, help us and guide us back to 2000 years ago.
在耶路撒冷到以马忤斯的路上。
And in Jerusalem and in the road of Emmaus.
那两个门徒的经验。
The experience of those two disciples.
你在把整个的旧约对他们讲。
And you spoke to them in Old Testament.
他们之后的改变说，当你在给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
And they said, Were our hearts not burning when you explained the scriptures to us?
主，求你让我们2000年之后在讲你话语的时候。
And we pray that 2,000 years later today, and as we look at your words,
在听你话语的时候,
as we listen to your words,
让我们的心同样岂不是火热的吗?
And our hearts will be burning like them.
奉耶稣基督尊贵的名,
we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
各位请坐。
Please be seated.
我们通常读圣经，我们要为时间、人物、地点跟原因。
Oftentimes when we read the scripture, we look at who, when, where.
在这一段的圣经一开始说正当那日。
And in this particular passage, it said, now, that same day.
就是耶稣基督复活的那个主日的中午。
It is the day the Lord resurrected.
人物呢，除了耶稣基督以外，有两个门徒。
Besides Jesus Christ, there were two disciples.
如果我们在查经，我们就要问哪两个门徒。
And we may ask which two disciples?
有一个叫做
One of them called
第十八节叫做哥留巴
In verse 18, Cleopas.
但是在整这一段的圣经的里面，好像找不到答案，到底谁是第二个那个门徒。
From this passage, we cannot find out who the second disciple was.
后面也提到西门，有人说很可能西门就是第二个。
Some people say that could be Simon.
但是也有可能人家说就是写路加福音，因为这个故事只有在路加福音记载。
And some of the people suggested that could be Luke because he wrote this gospel.
但是我们不能肯定。
But we cannot be sure.
好吧，我邀请你。
Perhaps I'll invite you.
用你最新鲜的想象力。
Use your own imagination.
想到那第二个门徒，就是你，就是我。
That the second disciple is you.It's me.
回到两千年前，在那条路上。
That we go back to the road of Emmaus.
是哪一条路呢？是从耶路撒冷庆祝过逾越节之后，回到以马忤斯的路上。
And it is the road going into Jerusalem to a village called Emmaus.
这两个地方大约是英里有七里路。
It's about 7 miles between Emmaus and Jerusalem.
所以七里路不晓得您要花多少时间走。
I don't know how long it would take you to walk 7 miles.
像我这种年纪可能要5到7个小时。
For people of my age, perhaps 5 to 7 hours.
很多人点头，我们长老比我年轻，所以他说快一点。
And some people nodded, and some think they would go faster.
总而言之，好几个钟头的时间。
Probably a several hours.
这两个门徒应该是信耶稣的。
These two disciples are Christ followers.
应该是认识耶稣的。
They know Jesus.
但是那一天他们不认得他。
But that very day they could not recognize him.
我们要问为什么。
And we ask why.
我的 computer 为什么不听我话？可能头一个原因是耶稣已经复活，在他的复活的身躯里面，他们门徒不认识他。
Perhaps because Jesus was in his resurrected body that the disciples did not recognize him.
其实就在那天的早晨，有一个爱耶稣的女徒叫做玛利亚，到耶稣的坟墓前面去。
And that morning, Mary went to the tomb.
她所最爱的主耶稣不但被钉死，被埋葬。
Her beloved Christ was crucified and buried.
她只想到坟墓那边去哭。
She only wanted to go there to weep.
但她发现墓洞的门已经打开。
But she noticed that the stone covering the tomb is now opened.
难道我所爱的老师的尸体都不见了？
And my Lord, his body disappeared.
她在那非常的难过。
She was very distressed.
旁边站一个人，她以为是园丁。
And she noticed somebody standing next to her, and she thought it was a gardener.
她说，先生，如果你知道谁把他的尸体拿走，请你告诉我。
She said, Sir, if you know who took away the body, let me know.
而那一位就是复活的主耶稣。
And that person was our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以不光是这两个门徒，连玛利亚都不认得他。
Not only these two disciples, even Mary did not recognize him.
玛利亚在约翰福音20章14节转过身来看见耶稣在那里，却不知道是耶稣。
And in John 24, it says that at this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus.
在约翰福音21章第4节说到他11个门徒又重操旧业回去打鱼了。
And then in John 21:4, it described the disciples going back to fishing.
当他们船靠岸的时候，天将亮的时候，耶稣基督站在岸上，门徒却不知道。是耶稣。
And at daybreak, then they were still at the shore and they noticed somebody, but they didn't recognize it was Jesus.
复活的耶稣，人用肉眼好像不认识他。
The resurrected Jesus, people could not recognize him by their naked eye.
他们这两个门徒说到，我们等候的那个先知是一个像摩西一样的先知。
The two disciples were saying that we were waiting for that prophet, a prophet like Moses.
因为在耶稣基督复活之前，差不多1500-1600年，在摩西快要离世的时候，他写生命书、生命记。
Because 1500 years before Jesus Christ, Moses wrote Deuteronomy.
他说在18章15节，他说神要从你们弟兄中间兴起一位先知，像我、像摩西这样的人。
In Deuteronomy 18:15。It says that the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own brothers.
所以在以色列人这1000多年的里面，一直在等候这一位像摩西一样的 deliverer, 那个的救赎者，把他们带出来。
So for those 1500 years, the Israelites have been waiting and waiting for that prophet that Moses spoke about.
这两个门徒不光是在复活的主耶稣他不认得了。
Not only these two disciples could not recognize the resurrected Jesus.
好像他们跟耶稣几年，他们对耶稣基督的认识是非常的有限。
Also, that even though only a few years, they have very limited knowledge of this Christ and the prophets.
他们说他很可能就是像摩西的指的那位先知。
And they said that it is like the prophet that Moses described.
他说话、行事都有大能力，注意听英文的。
And he is mighty in word and deed.
是在他的话语上面，在他的行为上面都大有能力。
He is mighty in word and deed.
他说我们素来所盼望的要属以色列民的就是他。
He was the redeemer we had hoped for.
你看中文圣经没有时态，英文圣经 He was the redeemer we had hoped. 就是我曾经我们过去盼望他是那位拯救者。
In English, the tense is a past tense and perfect tense.So describe their hope.
如果我说各位你们在这里 ,you are here.
If I say that you are here,
如果我说 I was here,
but if I say I was here,
那就是我现在不在这里。
It implies that I'm no longer here.
或者我已经到那边去了。
Perhaps I went somewhere else.
他们在讲的是说他是一位先知，说话能力，说话行为都有大能力。
And they said that Jesus is a prophet, mighty in word and deed.
但是好可惜，我们曾经，我过去曾经一个盼望，他来拯救我们。
But unfortunately, I had hope that he would come and redeem us.
而现在，这个盼望已经落空。
But this hope is now gone.
这个是他们对耶稣的认识。
This is how they know Jesus.
他不光是对主的知识认知有限，而且他们不认识十字架。
They only have a limited knowledge of Jesus Christ, and they are ignorant of the cross.
如果你一年只有在圣诞节还有复活节来教会的话
，If you only come to church on Christmas and also Easter.
那你一定记得去年在复活节我曾经讲过。
Perhaps you would remember last year during Easter I mentioned.
就是全能者的软弱。
It is the weakness of the Almighty.
我为什么说这种样的人叫做 Christmas and Easter only?
These are called Christmas and Easter only.
英文简称 CEO.
The acronym is CEO.
所以我说你一定能记得。
So you will remember.
他们不认识十字架到底是怎么回事。
They don't know what it is about the cross.
而且他们不相信复活。
And they don't believe in resurrection.
人死了，生物死了，不会再活过来。
When a person dies, when an animal dies, will not resurrect.
即使是这位复活的耶稣站在你面前， that's impossible.
Even when the resurrected Christ appeared, you would say it is impossible.
你知道我们的主观，有人说你把你神拿出来给我看看，我就相信。
Sometimes it's a subjective feeling that unless you appear before me, I won't believe.
如果我们的神像我这么血气的话，我就跳出来给你看看。
If God is like us, he may just jump before us.
我们的神比我们智慧多了。
But God is more wise than this.
因为如果他今天站在跳在这边给你看，你说神不是看不见的吗？
If God appeared before you, then what would you say?
所以常常你看不见，你感觉不到，是因为你不要看，你不要感觉。
It is because we do not want to see, we do not want to know.
但是主耶稣基督要我的话，放弃这两个笨蛋。
If I were like Jesus Christ, I would give up on these two.Foolish men.
因为他们两个自己的无知，他们还教训耶稣了。
But from their ignorance, they don't recognize Jesus.
他说你一定是在耶路撒冷做客人啊。
But you must be guests in Jerusalem.
我们这边是大 Boston 啊。
This is Greater Boston here.
你不知道从哪一个乡农村来的。
From which village are you from?
你报纸也不会看啊。
Don't you read the newspaper?
新闻也不知道啊。
And don't you know the news?
这几天出了大事，有个耶稣被钉死，你都不知道。
Big news about Jesus nailed on the cross, don't you know?
他跟耶稣去训他一顿哈。
And so they basically just laugh at Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督没有不理会他们。
But Jesus did not ignore them.
在十五节是耶稣基督亲自的亲近他们。
But Jesus drew close to them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在我们很多的时候不明白的时候
，When we don't understand，
也是这位主亲自的、主动的走到我们的身边。
The Lord also draw close to us.
他对他们有一段的开导
，And He opened their eyes.
我觉得很有意思。耶稣基督是最伟大的老师。
Jesus Christ is the greatest teacher.
他常常用问题影响，想让您的思想能够激发起来。
He used question to answer you.
所以这一类的好的老师，这问的这叫做 thought provoking questions， 是激发你自己去想的。
These thought provoking questions stimulate you to think.
不大好的老师常常把标准答案告诉你。
A not so good teacher will tell you the standard answer.
现在就是一个。
And here am I.
好的老师是问你一个问题，让你回去想三个月。
A good teacher will ask you a question so you can think about it for 3 months.
所以耶稣基督跟他们走。
So Jesus walked with them.
耶稣基督在走路的时候就问他们：你们谈什么
？Jesus asked them, "What are you talking about?"
耶稣基督头一问题说：你们在谈什么？
Jesus' first question was, "What are you talking about?"
之后，他们格留巴说：“你在耶路撒冷做客，难道你不知道这些所发生的事吗
？”Cleopas said, "Don't you know what happened in Jerusalem?"
要我们就急死了，赶快抓住格留巴说：“我告诉你什么事，我早就知道，就是我啊。
”If I were Jesus Christ, I would, you know, hold on to Cleopas and explain to him that it was me.
耶稣基督说。What's the matter? 是什么事啊
？But Jesus said, "Well, what happened? What's the matter?"
这是他以问来代答。
So Jesus used a question in answering.
神说你在哪里
？Jesus said, "Where are you?"
神说跟彼得说你爱我比这些更深吗
？Jesus said, "Peter, do you love these more than me?"
他都用这个问题让人自。自己自发的来思想来做决定
and Jesus used questions to stimulate their thinking
这个七英里的路时间好长啊
these 7 miles took a long time
耶稣基督就耐心的听这两个家伙讲的话
Jesus patiently listened to these two disciples talking to him
哎呀我觉得讲道比较容易听道不容易哈
and I always think that Preaching is easier, but listening is hard.
我相信台下正在睡觉的都一定同意哈。
And those who are sleeping probably would agree with me.
因为听人讲话不容易。
Because it is hard to listen.
我们常常抢着来讲话。
We like to talk.
但是听人讲话是一个很重要的事情。
But listening is a very important thing.
听人所讲的话。
When we are listening to others,
有时候我们跟人家聊天或者在跟人家协谈，人家讲了两句话，你说：“哎呀，我现在全知道了。”
Sometimes it took them a few sayings before we recognize what's going on.
Let me tell you, 让我赶快把我的好办法告诉你。
And let me tell you my answer to you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，一个好的听众，常常让别人讲，他讲完了，他里面已经舒服一大半。
But a good listener will let the other person talk, and after the person talk it through, he will feel halfway better.
让听人家讲的话
to listen to others.
但在听话里面，不光是他讲的话
，but not only what the person is saying.
第二种是听他没有讲的话
，but also listen to what he did not say.
还要听他在心里面的话
，and also listen to the person's inner crying.
很多的时候，我们所听见的是他的抱怨，或者是他的吹牛。
Sometimes when we hear the complaint and or the exaggerations,
很可能是他里面没有讲的话，是里面的自卑、自责跟自残。
Perhaps it is a self pity.That the person had, that he exhibited out as boasting, etc.
在外面是吹牛，是埋怨，在里面很可能是自卑自残。
So outwardly it was complaining or boasting, but inwardly it was self-pity.
但在心灵的深处，很可能他在说，我需要一个朋友。
And deep inside, he's saying that I need a friend.
我要人同情我。
I need somebody to sympathize with me.
我要人给我一个 hug, 一个抱抱。
To give me a hug.
我需要一个肩头靠一靠。
I need a shoulder that I can rest on.
耶稣基督是一个耐心听的人。
Jesus is a very patient listener.
到了25节，他提醒他们说，无知的人啊。
In verse 25, he says, ignorant people.
You old fools.
Oh, you old fools.
哎呦，骂他们。
Jesus scolded them.
我们中国人叫做有眼不识泰山，泰山站在你面前你还不认得。
In Chinese, it says, you don't recognize that Taishan is right in front of you.
但是耶稣基督不是说这个，他说，先知所一切的话，你们信得太迟钝了。
And, but Jesus said, what the prophet has said, you believe so slow.
接着他就用圣经旧约的话来给他们有一个解经讲道。
And then Jesus used the Old Testament to explain to them.
因为这两个人不认识十字架。
Because these two disciples do not know the cross.
耶稣基督在26节说，基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
And in verse 26, Christ said, did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?
你们以为这位以色列的拯救者就是说话行事有能力的先知，以后就登上宝座。
You think that this Redeemer that you are hoping for will be like a prophet and then rise up on the throne?
却不知道神所安排的十字架的路。
But you don't recognize that the path to the cross that God has prepared
是经过死亡得生命
is through death into life
经过羞辱得荣耀
through shame into glory
被破碎而达到完全
through brokenness into wholeness
经过降卑而得到升高
through humility into glory
借着失丧而得着
through loss into gain
借着死而败坏掌死权的就是魔鬼
through death into defeating death
肉身的人肉身的眼睛不认识十字架的路
people of the flesh and eye of the flesh do not recognize the road of the cross
耶稣基督说一粒麦子若不落在地里死了仍然是一粒
Jesus said if a grain do not die it will still remain a grain
若是落在地里死了就结出许多的子粒来
But when a grain buried and died, he will bring forth a much grain.
今天在我们教会的上千的会众，你就是那个子粒的中间的一个，你知道吗？
Today, with a congregation of 1,000 people, you are one of that grain.
2000年之后，神耶稣基督的救恩能够临到我们华人，这是神迹。
After 2,000 years that the gospel have come upon Chinese, it is a big miracle.
你在历史里面往回一看，你认识什么是神的十字架的道路。
When you look back, do you recognize what is the way of the cross?
不当是如此，27节，从摩西和众先知的书起，凡经上指着自己的话，都给他们讲明了。
In verse 27, it says that, and beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.
摩西代表摩西五经律法。
The word Moses here represents the Pentateuch written by Moses.
先知也包括智慧书在里面，包括整个的旧约的后一半。
Prophet here represent all the prophets and all the wisdom literature in the Old Testament.
所以犹太人提到摩西跟先知，律法与先知就是整个的旧约。
So when the Jewish people talk about Moses and the prophets, it refer to the whole Old Testament.
整个的旧约在为耶稣基督做见证。
The whole Testament testifying for Jesus.
路加医生没有记载的更多的细节。
Luke did not recall all the details.
耶稣基督那天有没有讲到摩西怎么样带领以色列人从埃及的奴役里面出来？
He did not record down that Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt into the desert and into Canaan.
那位先知就是我，我要带领全人类从罪恶里面出来。
And that prophet is me. I'm going to lead all people into from the sin into the new world.
也像旧约的士师，当士师起来的时候，他们就带来拯救。
And like the Old Testament judges, and when the judges were raised up, he led the Israelites from depression, defeat into glory.
我也不知道耶稣基督有没有从旧约的路德记讲到那段美丽的爱情的故事。
I don't know whether Jesus used the book of Ruth to talk about this beautiful love story and how it applies to the Jewish people.
在那边提到这可怜的路德。他要有一位至敬的亲属的 kinsman redeemer 来救赎他。
And Ruth needed a kinsman redeemer to redeem her.
因为这两个门徒说我们素来所盼望要赎以色列 redeemer, 那 redeem, 要赎我们的就是他。
The one that we have been hoping for, the redeemer, as him.
但是在旧约的里面当一个人失去了丈夫，失去了产业、地业，一无所有的时候
，But in the Old Testament, when a person loses her husband and loses her land,
是需要他最靠近的亲属来赎他
，She needs the closest kinsman to redeem her.
在旧约的路德记里面说到的波阿斯，就是那位 kinsman。Redeemer, 那位至敬的亲属。
In the book of Ruth, the person Boaz is that kinsman redeemer.
在这边说到他在法律上他是 legally positioned, 在法律上他是有这个地位。
And in the Bible it says that he has the legal position.
而且如果他跟路德一样穷他也没什么好赎他的对不对？
If he is just as poor as Ruth, there is nothing he can do for her.
所以他必须是一个 financially able. 他是一个财力雄厚的。
So he must be a financially able person.
但最难得的是波阿斯也是 emotionally willing. 他是心里面心甘情愿爱路德的。
But Boaz need to be also willing.From the bottom of his heart, in order to redeem Ruth.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，亲爱的朋友
，Dear brothers and sisters and friends.
一提到这位拯救救赎者
，When we talk about this redeemer,
你想到是他能救你
，He can save you.
而且他肯救你
，And he is willing to save you.
他爱你，他爱我，他巴不得你能回到他的怀抱里面。
He loves you, he loves me, he wants you to go back to him.
这耶稣基督就把整个的旧约解在他们的面前。
So Jesus explained to them the Old Testament.
让他们不但认识十字架 knowing cross.
So that they not only know the cross.
让他们 knowing Christ, 认识基督。
But they also know Christ.
你们还不要看，不要看，我就不给了。没关系哈，继续。 当他们走，到了以马忤斯
，and when they walk and towards Emmaus，
他们耶稣好像还要往前走，他们就留住耶稣基督。
And when they were wanting to move forward, when Jesus wanted to move forward, they asked Jesus to stay.
耶稣基督就愿意住下
，and Jesus remained behind.
这位造物主。
This creator
愿意与我们同住
He wants to live with us
你请耶稣到家里面来
You invite Jesus into your family
你会不会请太阳到家里来
Would you invite the sun into your home
那你说把我房子都烧了
You might burn up my house
你我都变成 barbecue 了
We become barbecue
但是这一位是创造太阳创造宇宙穹苍者
But this Jesus, he is the creator who created the sun and the universe.
当人邀请到家里来,
他就到你的家去。
When he was invited to your home, he will come into your home.
他就在那天晚上吃晚饭的时候，他就掰饼在他们的面前。
And that night when they were having dinner, he broke the bread.
掰开递给他们。
And then he passed it to them.
三十一节说他们眼睛就明亮了。
And then their eyes were opened.
好奇怪，耶稣基督跟他们在一起几个小时走了七里路，他们都不认得，这时候明亮了。
It's amazing that through several hours of walking and talking, they did not understand, and now at the breaking of bread, they recognize him.
是不是他们想到最后的晚餐，那个礼拜五的晚的时候，他们跟他礼拜四的晚上跟他们擘饼的时候，那幅景象出来，他们说：“哦，这就是那位与用血与我们立新约的救主啊！”
Perhaps it was because that reminded them of the Last Supper Jesus had with them.
就好像那天的玛利亚。他以为旁边这位是园丁，他的先生把我主的尸体给我。
Just like Mary thought Jesus was the gardener and asked him to give back the Lord's body to her.
耶稣基督有没有责备他？没有。
Did Jesus rebuke her? No.
耶稣基督叫他的名字玛利亚，玛利亚。
But Jesus called to her Mary, Mary.
玛利亚就转过来说：“拿波尼，我的夫子。”
And Mary turned around and she said that Rabboni, my Lord.
他想清楚没有？他想不清楚，他的理智没有办法了解。
She could not understand.
旁边这个人他不认得，他以为是园丁，但是当这位人跟他叫他名字的时候，那玛利亚他一听就没有别人这样叫他。
And at first she didn't recognize that it was Jesus, but when Jesus called her Mary, then she recognized Jesus.
亲爱的朋友，耶稣基督要按照你的名来呼唤。
Jesus is going to call your name.
你说我怎么认得他？他叫你的时候，你会知道他在叫你。
How do I know him when he called your name?
他们的眼睛明亮过来，才晓得是他。
When their eyes were opened, then they recognized that This is Jesus.
就在这时候，耶稣基督不见了。
Right at that moment, Jesus disappeared.
哎呀，我真希望他不要不见，他怎么这现在就不见了呢
？And when I want to see him more, all of a sudden he disappeared.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在物质界的里面他不见了。
And physically he disappeared.
但是在复活的境界，他一直跟我们在一起。
But in through his resurrection, he is always with us.
他不会离开你。
He will not desert us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他们不再忧伤。
And they no longer are sad.
因为是超过眼见的事实，他们知道他们的主复活了。
Because what they saw, they recognized that Jesus has resurrected.
最后的那一节，他说在路上，他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗
？In verse 32, they asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?"
我的朋友，你是不是也在独担重担
？My friend, are you still carrying your own burden?
你的泪光已经让你的盼望模糊。
Because of your tears, you can no longer see clearly.
没有盼望，无奈无解。
Without hope,
我们以为这位神是不见了。
We thought the Lord disappeared,
消失了，再也找不到他了。
You can no longer find him.
就在这时候，他正亲近你的身旁。
Indeed, right at that moment, he is right next to you.
倾听你的心语。
He's listening to the deepest voice.
他要抹干你的眼泪。
He's going to dry your tears.
他亲自对您而语。
He will talk to you in person.
他愿意与你同住。
He want to live with you.
复活岂只是一个客观的历史的史实呢
？Resurrection is not only a historical fact.
这个故事让我们知道，复活也是您也是我一个主观的经验。
But resurrection is also a subjective experience for you and me.
你借着它。你能够死灰复燃
，Through him, you can go through death and come to life.
你可以生机再现
，You can have new hope again.
我们能不能借弟兄姊妹再五分钟
Shall we have five more minutes?
我这一辈子里面有一个遗憾
And I always have one regret
就是我妈妈的我母亲的亲姐姐我没有见过
My aunt, the sister of my mother, I've never seen her
我有五个舅舅是妈妈的弟弟还有哥哥都在台湾
I have five uncles from my mother's side. They are all in Taiwan.
但是从母亲的口里面，我知道她有一个姐姐，大她六岁，是跟她最亲的。
But I also heard from my mother that she has an older sister, 6 years older than her, and the closest to her.
因为国共之争，政治的残忍。
Because of the war between the Communist Party and the Kuomintang.
他们就在海峡两岸一分几十年。
So they were separated by the strait, and then they separated for many, many years.
分开之前，两个人照了一张照片，两个少妇。
Before they were separated, they took a pictures together.
几十年没有办法见面。
But for many years, they could not see one another.
我的父母亲信主蒙恩。
My parents, when they received Jesus Christ,
我的妈妈说，我这一辈子如果见不到姐姐，我没有办法。
And if I cannot see my older sister, I would regret.
但是如果在永恒里面，我也是没有办法见到她，我就死而有憾。
And if I could not see her for eternity, I would have even more regret.
所以她在年老，在身体很软弱的情况，她拼命的抄圣经、读圣经，准备一个要有旅行到中国去看她的姐姐。
So when my mother, in her old age, she copied the Bible and selected verses, she wanted to share that to her big sister when they meet together.
当时她的身体很软弱，身上很多的长期的病，但她锻炼，要有体力去北京。
At the time, she was very weak, very sick, but she continued to discipline herself. She wanted to go to Beijing.
她说，如果我不能跟她传福音，我要终身遗憾。
And if I cannot share the gospel to her, I would regret all my life.
神悦纳了他的心愿。
The Lord heard her prayer.
他从加州到了北京。
From California, she went to Beijing.
我的阿姨从乌鲁木齐也到了北京。
And my aunt went from Urumqi and then to Beijing.
三个礼拜的时间。
3 weeks.
虽然他们也叙述旧。
And they talk about the past.
但是她妈妈说，她自己的亲姐姐的样子，她都认不出来了。
But my mother said she could not recognize her big sister.
连讲话的腔调都跟以前不一样了。
And even the way she talked was different.
妈妈就把圣经抄的、替她择录的、划线的给姐姐。
So my mother gave that Bible to her sister.With all her notes and underlines,
三个礼拜没有别的比这件事更重要，就叫让他认识有神，认识耶稣基督。
3 weeks, talk nothing else but that she may receive and know Jesus Christ.
真的，阿姨已经八十多。
But her sister was already in her 80s.
他们分手的时候，阿姨跟我母亲说：“我年纪大了，我没有办法再改变这些思想。”
And her sister said to her that.I'm already old. I could not change my mind.
我母亲带着一个碎的心回到了美国。
My mother came back to America with a broken heart.
但是几个月之后，阿姨收到阿姨的信。
But few months later, she received her sister's letter.
她说：“我今天早上在读你给我的那本书《圣经》。
This morning I was reading that book, that Bible you gave me.”
突然间我明白了。
All of a sudden I understand.
我相信。
I believe.
我母亲就把那封信宝贝的留到感谢神。
My mother so treasured that letter.
等到我在匹兹堡有机会安息年。
And when I had a sabbatical in Pittsburgh.
我要到中国去。
I went to China.
我头一个就想去看这个我从来没有看过的阿姨。
The first person I want to meet is my aunt.
我三月要动身。
And March I was to go.
但二月的时候，我跟妈妈说，我有时间能够到乌鲁木齐去。
And in February, I told my mom that I'm going to go to Urumqi.
妈妈说，阿姨一月三十号走了。
But my mom told me that her sister died on January 30th.
我没有见到她。
I didn't get a chance to see her.
但是我不没有办法忘掉我母亲说那句话，她已经走了。
But I couldn't believe what my mother told me. She died.
她的表情没有一点忧伤。
There was no despair on her face.
因为她知道，在永恒的里面会再见。
Because she knows in eternity they're going to meet again.
这个信心，这个盼望，胜过人的死亡。
This faith, this hope, is more than what we can have.
耶稣基督复活的事情。
The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
不但是个历史的事实。
It's not only a historical fact.
可以发生在今天你我的身上。
But it can happen to you and me.
愿神赐福你。
May the Lord bless you.